Miracle in the food court. Suppose you could levitate a woman into the air somewhere clear and safe, someplace America enough to be in the middle of a crowded Indiana food court, at some shopping mall in some trusted ware, somewhere in the middle of some insured and American America, nestled deep in some kind of Indiana somewhere in some food court. Suppose you could do it. Suppose you could lift her up in the air perhaps 20 feet or around so, just by using only your intentions only, and disrobe her then, slowly disrobing her article of clothing by article of clothing, using only the powers of your mind, as you appear to everyone outside of you as simply that person studying that map of the mall at the outer frontier of the food court. First will go her independent, chunky black shoes, and then her well-worn, pale blue jeans that hugged her form so damned well, and then her white, not guilty, ruffly socks, and then her black sweater that's interfered too long, and then her dark red bra of all her August glistening sins, and then her dark red panties that pulse like butterfly wings. Suppose you could do this evil and be this devious, dismantling her modesty. Let's suppose you could do this, as all the eaters in the food court watch, letting their drinking straws fall out of their lips, as all the clocks stop what they are doing in shock. Let's suppose you could hold her up 10 feet, or 15 maybe, in the air, and expose her body until she is up there on an invisible cross, surrounded by 100 unwilling disciples, 100 Judases with orange Julius drinks in their hands. Let's suppose you really could do all of this. Would you find yourself worrying that people will see them? The invisible and obvious pearls in your eyes? That they will see that you are the one with the blue guilt in your veins? That you are the one with the bad, bad telekinesis? That you are the one raising her? Why do you worry so much over things you cannot control?